Global Warming, Ice Sheet on Lake Tahoe Bay. By Joel B. Polak on March 17, 2023. A rare ice sheet has formed on Emerald Bay, California. On Lake Tahoe, the first time it has been seen in over 30 years. And a sign of the cold weather in the Sierra Nevada in a season normally linked to the spring thaw. The New York Times reported. In March, the birds usually begin appearing in Emerald Bay, California. As the days get longer and the temperature creeps up, melting the snow that feeds the creeks, the first tantalizing signs of spring. But this month, the bay, on the western shores of Lake Tahoe, has instead been frigid, stark and silent. In fact, it froze over. It may be the first time in three decades that the bay has frozen to this extent, according to California State Parks. The last time appears to have been in the early 1990s, said Caitlin Jackson, who works in communications for the department and who, last week, ventured down the snow-covered slopes to get to the inlet's edge. Read the full article here. As Breitbart News has reported, Lake Tahoe and other mountainous regions in California have seen snowfalls since December that have come close to smashing local records. An apartment building in a nearby community was evacuated after snowdrifts swallowed two of the structure's three stories. Meanwhile, homeowners have desperately tried to push snow off rooftops that were being crushed by the weight of accumulated snow and ice. More snow is on the way early next week, with the season's 12th atmospheric river expected to bring moist air from the central Pacific, dumping rain at lower elevations and bringing snow to California's mountains. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.